Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's time for the OG show, 90 Day Fiancé. We've got new couples, new drama, and we're about to break it all down. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
For 90 Day Fiancé, these wonderful familiar faces. I know you guys love us. You love the voices. Anyone listening? I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Stacey Olives. Stacey has our special segment, What Would You Do? Or What Do You Think? Later on. And Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys. Lovely
Linda Antwi, who always has the tea. Okay? Yeah. There's a lot going on in this episode. I'm excited. I'm ready for new couples. You know how it is.
Yeah.
This train just keeps going. Obsessed. Does season 7 already have a new villain? Linda will let us know. Plus, we have surprise couples. Also have to stay tuned later on in the show to find out what's what with that. What did you think of the show overall?
I thought it was refreshing. I think it's good to be back. Good to see all new people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might get some old people like Ange and Michael coming back, but it's good to see all new people, new stories. I like the kids. They're so cute.
Always love the kids, Linda.
I loved it. I agree with Stacey in that I thought it was super, not only refreshing, I love that they are in their bubble of love still. Like, they've never seen any 90 Day Fiancé show and the train wreck that happens. Yeah. So it was nice that they were all like, oh my God, love, I love love.
You know? Right.
That's how I felt about it.
Which is why I think we should go ahead and jump in and start with Anna and Marcel.
Aww.
Because they're the picture of, yes, they are definitely in their bubble. They don't really know how to communicate. They can't communicate, but it's just fun for them, and I love it. So to get into it, Anna and Marcel are both beekeepers. Anna's 38. I don't remember his age.
He's
38 as well. He's from Turkey. She's from Nebraska. She has three kids and a single mom. What are your thoughts on that? Because, Stacey, I know how you are about the kids and them going, what they have to go through as well. Because it's not just the parents.
Yeah, I think I really like this couple from the start. I don't know what's going to... And Marcel doesn't seem that threatening or anything yet. But, I mean, as just seeing them, and I think they have common interests, which is cool. Because sometimes we see couples and they're, you know, meeting online or just on dating sites and stuff like that, or just come across at a party, a yacht party or whatever. But they actually have, like, a common thing, which is the beekeeping.
Are you worried about her kids at all, though? Or
I am. I mean, he's a stranger. I think just bringing him over, it's not safe. Mm-hmm. You don't know him.
Yeah.
Even language-wise, like, you really don't know him that well. But
Linda?
He's just cute, so it's hard.
Solok says he's Ezuelu 2.0.
Stop!
I like that they're both beekeepers, because it's so obscure that they found each other on some beekeeping Facebook thing. But I think that they are in some real naivete bubble. Like, they can't really even speak to each other, but when she's like, oh yeah, but we can, like, have basic talk, I was like, you're gonna need a lot more than that with three kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
That you want him to be like a father figure to.
Right. And even, like, the airport scene where she's like, where's your bag? He's like, my bag. Like, he's just, like, so good. Bag? Oh, I forgot. Like, she's like, oh, go get it. He's just, like a kid, like, running over there. It's just, like, yeah.
But did you see her face when that Omar guy showed up? She's like, who is this?
Yeah.
Like, you're not bringing some rando with you here.
That was funny. Awkward. It was just, like, I'll be like, who is he?
Yeah,
he's like, oh, my friend.
That I just met.
Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
He seems like he has a pretty good heart. I don't know how it'll turn out. But it seemed good vibes in the beginning.
Yeah. I think the problem with this couple is obviously, well, communication. And will they be able to really get serious because of the lack of communication? So how deep can they really
go within their relationship. And I think that's what's going to like be the problem. Other than that, I don't see the kids being mad. He's literally a chill person. The kids, I feel like they said that they were a little nervous, like someone would come in and be telling them what to do right. or whatever. You don't have to worry about that with Marcel. You do not.
I think he's going to be like one of the kids. Yeah. Joining them.
I mean, he kind of is like a kid.
He has like excitement, joy. So it's going to be fun to watch. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Any other concerns about this couple or not really?
No, which excited? Is weird.
Yeah.
I think her friend, though, her bestie is going to play an important role in their relationship, whether she knows it or not. Because she kind of seems to bring Anna back to reality. And maybe Anna's going to have, like, some second thoughts about the things that she's doing.
Yeah, she had her second guessing, like, thinking about, like, some of her decisions right after that. She was a little nervous. And then, you know, she showed up at the airport all happy and giddy, you know.
Yeah.
So we might have a Nicole on our hands where it's just like, they can say what they want to say or whatever, but you're still just so happy and in love.
I mean, Nicole, that's another.
I'm just saying as far as, like,
letting
everything go over your head.
Like,
type
everything's
thing.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, she's happy. So it is what it is with Anna. Moving on, Michael and Juliana. So Michael's 42, Connecticut, Juliana 20 in Brazil. She's a model. He's a self-employed wine entrepreneur. He's living lavish lifestyle. And they met in Croatia on a yacht party. What are your thoughts on this couple?
I feel like, I don't know why, but the words midlife crisis was just screaming at me while I was watching this. Yeah. In my face. Especially seeing his wife, his ex-wife, and knowing that they were together so young, and they divorced and stuff. I don't know.
I think we have an extreme Jonathan Fernandez situation where everything seemed amazingly great. They love each other. What did he say? Like, we're on the same page. We vibe, whatever. But she's a model, and Fernanda was an aspiring model and is modeling now. And I think that from what I know of her, she has fame modeling pretty much everywhere except the U.S., and she's never been able to come here. And she was denied that visa. So I think that... You know, he already talked about how he's supporting her financially in every other way so that she can pursue her modeling career. Like, why not marry him if he's supporting you?
Right. But what makes them different is she has to come over here to two kids.
Yeah, but I don't think she's even trying to do all that.
Yeah.
I think she's coming over here. And the funniest part is when his son was like, well, she's closer to... She's like one of us.
She's
closer to
age. She's like more like her babysitter. She'd be more like a babysitter. Does.
She was like... He was like... There's a 12-year age difference between him and her versus the 22-year age difference between the two of them. I was like, oh.
Right.
The kids with the wisdom.
Yeah, and they're really good at reading their mom as well, though. Kind of like, well, this is how mom is, but I don't think she feels a way about her coming because, yeah, like you said, she's more like our age.
Yeah.
And it's not really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They're
more
so
like one
smart.
Of us.
They are so smart. But, yeah, I think that's going to be... her problem. He's probably going to see, you know, she doesn't want to be a mom. She doesn't want to be a stepmom or take on that role, responsibility.
Yeah. And then I also felt like he came off a little douchey to me in the beginning when he was like, I'm not trying to come off as douchey, but look at my cars, look at my guitars, look at my watch, look at my house. Like, ew, what? You can just... let it all speak for itself, but because you're presenting it, it makes me think that Juliana is just part of the whole
trophy
life you're trying to live.
This is Brianna in the booth, just really fast. Anyone that has to say, I don't want to be this, or I'm not trying to be this, that's what they are.
Yeah, because he's like the rich guy that, like, he even said that. Like, the rich, I don't want to come off as like
the rich guy
that,
with the hot young woman.
Yeah,
like, on the yacht that, with a bunch of celebrities where I met her.
In Croatia.
All of that.
Like, come on.
Midlife crisis.
Oh, and kids, let me take you to see the house, the new house, okay? Like, I know. It's just, like, a lot going on with him. But the kids,
they're so cute.
They're smart. They know what it really is. They even said, I didn't see him, like, marrying her. I just thought they would be, like, you know, on again, off again, basically. Like, I love you. Break up. I love you, you know?
I'm sure that he's been with a lot of other women that are probably younger than him.
I don't know. I didn't really get that vibe.
I did.
I'm not sure. But they have to know something.
They need to
know about relationships and, like, how, like, you know, I don't know.
I mean.
We'll see. They just don't match to me.
Yeah. But she has access to all his credit cards, y'all. She's in there. Her bag is secured right now. His bag is
times
secured.
Times a thousand. Yeah. She has nothing to lose at all.
Yeah. Wait, except why, she needs to get over here.
Couldn't she come over here again? Like, she was denied before.
Yeah, she was denied the tourist visa. Mm-hmm.
Is that usually
because they thought that she was coming over here for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So, Stacey, it depends on the country you're from if it's hard to get sometimes.
Oh. Because I know, like, Larissa or the girls mm-hmm. from Brazil were able to get it, so.
Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe she's been with other people, too.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're going to find out some stuff about her as well. So he thinks, like, everything is all, like, yeah, she's... for no reason. They denied her for no reason, you know?
Listen. Stop. Here you have this 42-year-old guy and, you know, live your life. Live your best life, Michael. But, like, you got two kids at home, an ex-wife who supposedly you're very, very close to. But meanwhile, you're yachting with models and celebrities in Croatia meeting your future wife. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It does scream a little bit midlife crisis.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So,
but at least he has his wife's support. Well, his ex-wife. I said, what?
He does. Her emotional support. Yeah. He, like, goes to her and then he has the trophy.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, living his best life, right?
And he's literally right around the corner
right.
from her.
That's why he bought that house, because he knows, you know what? The kids will be right there. Juliana's not really trying to be a stepmom, so let me just have the mom close by.
Ooh, calculated.
It works.
Damn.
It works. He's got it all figured out. Yeah, let's just see how that's going to go. I really don't have hope for this couple. And that's just an early prediction, you know. Tanya and Sinjin. So we don't meet him, but we've actually met him at a TLC mixer that we went to. But yeah, she's 29 from Connecticut, bartender, social activist, a little freaky on the side. She's just living her best life. Yeah, the way they met is kind of funny.
Yeah.
She went over there with another man.
She met a different guy on a dating app, and he bought her ticket and flew with her over there.
Yep.
She wasn't feeling him, took off in the middle of the night, went to the bar, and met Sinjin, who was bartending.
And went home with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think she pursued
Sinjin, stayed over there for 2 months.
Damn.
Yeah. No joke, right? Yeah.
She's wild.
So she stayed for 2 months and then left, and then they couldn't really hack the long distance, so she went back.
Right.
So they've had a lot of FaceTime together.
Yeah.
They're going to be an interesting couple.
They are going to be really interesting. And I don't know. She has a strong personality. I like her.
But she knows what she wants.
Yeah, she's
sure. And she's like, I'm going after it.
Yeah.
That's how we all should be.
I like that about her. Go, girl.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about her talking about how she identifies as Latina and she's the first brown person that Sinjin has been with, and talked about a little bit about his background and growing up and how he's not used to that. So it's something that he's going to have to learn.
I thought that was interesting. When we met him, I never got that vibe. Like, he came up to us like it was nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But obviously she knows more. I wonder what all she's really had to go through with him
and as
far
the family.
As being brown. Yeah.
And it maybe be different because she was in South Africa versus being
out
in the
here.
U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. But that sounds like an interesting backstory.
But the switch for him, I wonder, like, why he was just so easily, you know, to fall in love with her. You know what I mean? If he was brought up that way. He was brought up a whole different way.
Yeah.
You know? When they raise you like that from young to think a certain way, it's hard to switch that off.
Yeah.
So I wonder how she got him to... I mean, he must really love her.
That too, but I also think bartending must... I'm just assuming, but everyone. If she went to a bar that he was at, then it must be, like, you know, culturally diverse, and perhaps his interaction with other people has allowed him to have more of an open mind.
So far, we like how boisterous she is, but her sister is basically telling us she does not need to get married because this is not going to work out. She's too, like, demanding and, like, straightforward.
Controlling.
And I can see that. Can you?
Yep.
A little bit, yeah.
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 I get that vibe from her, and it's going to be hard for him. And he's more like a free spirit.
It seems like a free spirit.
Which is an issue, though, because he wants to, like she said, live life like, oh, whatever happens, happens. And like, if it happened this way, it was meant to happen, you know. And it's not like that for everything.
And I think that's where it's like going to play a part, because they're on vacation over there. It's all fine and dandy when you're on vacation, but then when you come and you're going to have to work, and you're going to have a career, and you have to support your family, and you're going to have to work together and make decisions, like life decisions.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to like get crazy, and I think that's where their biggest issues are going to come about.
And I think it's going to be interesting because we also met Missy, her mom,
yep.
and she already has strong opinions about who Sinjin is. Mm-hmm. And I think that living in the back house, the shed or whatever, is going to be a quite tight space, because I think that my mom's going to expect him to like get up and go and have things happening, because you're not just going to stay at my house for free.
Right.
But we'll see. They're going to be an interesting couple. They have a lot of stuff, I think, working for them, but I also think they have a lot of stuff to like overcome.
Absolutely. Oof. Moving on, Emily and Sasha. So Emily's 29, originally from Oregon, but she's been living in Russia for the past 3 years. I think that's pretty cool. Like, yep. She's like out of her element, but like loving it. And I like that about her. And he's from there. She works as an English teacher, and he's a personal trainer. How did you think? Well, what were your thoughts on their relationship? We saw like their dynamic, and she drops the bomb on us that she's pregnant. Thoughts?
I mean, she fell for the personal trainer. He's not bad looking.
Yeah,
it's easy to fall for. But I thought what we were talking about earlier is like the pattern of him kind of might play a part into this. Like, he has gotten how many? Three girls pregnant?
Three.
And then married them and then moved on. I want to know why those relationships broke up.
Yeah.
It has to be. There has to be a reason. So that's where I'm kind of, you know, now she's fourth.
She's his third.
Oh, she's his third.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Then this will be his third child.
Third, fourth, same thing. You have three different baby mamas.
Yeah, it's bad.
And honestly, it didn't work out with number one, didn't work out with number two.
There's a pattern.
Who is the common denominator? Sasha is.
Right.
And I think that it's important to remember, too, that she said that she was feeling lonely, so she joined the gym. And then she met her personal trainer, Sasha. And, you know, bada bing, bada boom, they got together. Now she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be different in this story? And she says, well, those were mistakes. We're like perfect. We have a perfect relationship. We're so happy and we're going to. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a pattern. It's a pattern, definitely.
There's something I'm just like,
Audrey,
really.
You.
I don't know if you guys like thought this was weird, but the fact that Sasha's ex-wife only lets him see his child on holidays, something is up with so, this.
Listen, there's something obviously going on, and I think that not only being able to only see your kids or your one kid on the holidays, but here's a woman that can barely communicate with you. So if you were with, you know, your fellow man and it didn't work out, now that you have a language barrier as well, how is that going to work out?
Right.
Maybe once the kid comes, he kind of backs off.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine. But
take
I
responsibility.
Think Emily is in denial about the situation that she's actually in. I think she really feels like she made a mistake and just doesn't want to say it and wants to pretend that she's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that out of the conversation that she had with her sister on Skype. You know, she's just like,
I'm
her
dizzy.
Sister's asking her questions back and forth, and she's just like,
had I mean,
back to back,
huh?
And she, yeah,
like,
she can't breathe. She's nauseous. She's ready to go. I got to get off. You know, bye. I love you.
Like, don't make me face real
life.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's obvious that Emily doesn't always think things through completely when she acts upon them, because she moved to a whole other country that she didn't speak the language to, and she still doesn't speak the language and has been living there
for 3 years. Yeah,
3 years. Like that threw me off completely when she said she didn't speak it still. I was like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah
3 years is a
by
long time
by yourself
to
there.
Not know anything.
Yeah
it is. So I mean, I wish her the best. Obviously the baby is born, but when they filmed that part, it was due in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
ooh,
nice. We'll see how this works out, and we'll see if she's really just a part
she
of his
cycle. She
seems
really nice too, just a little passive and more like, oh, okay, everything's great, like Nicole vibes.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
not all.
Yeah. Next up, Robert and Annie. Robert, 41, in Florida, from Florida, and Annie is 30, from the Dominican Republic. That's pretty familiar, right?
They got some character. They're good with casting.
So he drives for a rideshare company. He's single with one child, and they met their mutual friend on Facebook, which I want more information. What friend was this? How did How? Because I don't even know how this happened.
Well, it's Florida, so like the DR. Okay. You know, a lot of people from the DR go over there, right?
Yeah.
So it's like maybe there was...
But who... I don't know. She's after one thing so far. Can we... The moolah.
I mean...
The moolah.
But he's after a lot, too. So, I mean, he's going in for superficial reasons. So is she.
Hashtag moolah.
He's funny, though. This couple...
They were my least favorite couple.
Really?
Yeah, they're my least favorite. I think that he rubs me the wrong way. I think that you met a girl at 8 hours later, you decided that you were going to ask her to marry you just because you were in the moment. And here's the thing. You said that you guys were like Facebooking and then you were video chatting and then you decided to plan a trip. But the trip you planned was... cruise mm-hmm. that only spent one day in the DR. So you only had that one day to spend with her. I don't know about you, but I get it. He said it. He works hard for his money, but it seems like maybe you're not budgeting right because you really seem really stingy in the pockets.
Yeah, I don't think this couple is going to work out at all because she wants a lot of stuff and he doesn't want to spend anything.
That's right. And so when they're video chatting, what's the first thing she wants? She wants an iPhone. Then she wants, as soon as she lands on Saturday, she wants her big ring.
Yeah.
Right? And then when we see all these angry emojis because she's standing in line for 2 hours because he was supposed to send her some money and she didn't get it.
He sent it, though.
I know.
So he says.
Right. But that's my point being, like, she's clearly focused on one thing and thinking, like, hey, I'm coming to America.
He's tight.
I jackpot, but this guy's tight, and I think it's going to be a problem for them.
I agree.
What did he say? He's like, she needs to buy the ring that, or she'll get a ring that she needs to buy because that's the type of ring she wants, or something like that.
She'll have to buy the ring, the type of ring that she
wants.
He is funny. People compared him to who? Caesar. And Tariq, right?
Yeah, and
Tariq.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that vibe. I just think he's just on his own. Like, maybe more like Ricky at the beginning. Just like, you know, I don't know.
Like single dad taking care of his wife or his girlfriend. The mom left? Is it girlfriend or wife? Left.
She just packed up, yeah. And left.
I wonder what's up with that too.
Let's throw it into the live chat.
Yeah.
So Chuck Williams says he's a realist. Christmas Laura says he did not buy the lingerie. Kimberly Shady Mayfield said, did you see the ripped up chair? He can't even afford new furniture. Can't afford a Maria. Robert hasn't learned from Caesar.
Okay, I don't think he's as bad as Caesar. Come on.
No,
he's not as big of a pushover as Caesar.
Yeah, he's definitely not a pushover. Not with his money. He's not playing that.
He's like, get in that lingerie, show me what you got.
That whole thing was funny,
too.
I think
he was buying it for him, though. Like,
He's
like, she's like, what is she like? Well, I want to see what I want to see her in.
Right. He knows what he's doing. He's a mess.
He's a mess, but he's funny.
It's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. Linda, you're not here for it, I know.
Yeah, I'm not here for it. I think that they're both in it for the wrong reasons, and you know, you can't, in my personal opinion, I know this is going to sound terrible, but you can't go for the trophy and be tight in the pocket. Like, it's got to be...
That's true.
It's got to balance out. Like, she's not going to come over here and be your nanny and go get a job and do rideshare with you. She's coming over here thinking, you're my meal ticket, everything I want, you need to get me, and the only reason I'm with you, if I look this good, is because you're taking care of me.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So
they're not trying to take care of Bryson.
Right,
no.
So they're both in for a rude awakening, I think.
I agree, 100%.
I think the picture up on the screen right now kind of shows everything about their personality.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. She knows. She's looking at the prize.
Of course.
Yeah, she knows what's up. For anyone listening, go ahead and share this video with your friends, family, you name it. We hope you listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, watch us on YouTube, pretty much everywhere we have anything from sci-fi, reality, drama, you name it. We just want to thank you guys for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. We ask that you give us 5 stars. And like this video right now, please. And comment. Jump in the live chat. What do we have going on in the live chat?
Lots going on. Go for it.
Shout out.
Karen, yes, you're right. She said we're right what we're saying. Kimberly Shea Mayfield, Linda is the best.
Aww.
Chuck Williams, it ain't happening. Royal Cheval, Salwa, D, beloved one, Chris Lore. We got so many people in the live chat. Paula Miller.
Yes, join.
Swarthy Princess. Oh.
And we still have like a few couples to be introduced to. I mean, yes. I'm ready for this ride. We'll talk about the preview for the next episode later on in predictions.
That's wild.
It's a lot going on. Okay?
This like, is going to be a roller coaster.
I'm ready for the drama.
Saga, though. Yeah. Like, it's
I live for it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what's great is that, you know how we invest 2 hours?
Yeah.
This 2 hours felt like it went by fast. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't like, oh, come on, TLC. I was like, okay, let's go.
Right.
Because they're new. They're fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't get sick of them. Right now, I'm ready, though.
And then you're going to bring on Ange and Michael? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. And then just think about, like, down the road. Let's just really think about down the road, Angela acting up. What couple would she act up on?
At
the tell-all. What couple from any of these new couples do you see her acting up on?
She's going to act up on the beekeepers, I think.
Oh, come on!
Oh, right?
I think he's going to be too, like, we met him. He has a really fun personality, but I think that might get him and her in a little bit of a scuffle.
I'm thinking Michael and Juliana.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think.
She's going to have something to say about her being young. She's going to have something to say about Michael, you know, showboating. And it's going to be an issue for her. Yeah, that's my little prediction. Stacey, who do you think?
I was going to say that too, Michael and Juliana. Same. Yeah. Because they're just so opposite.
Yeah.
So, like,
I know she knows not to mess with Annie. I know she's not going to mess with Annie.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
Like, she's not going to mess with anybody that has a little flavor.
That's what I was going to say. They're not. She doesn't pick on people that have strong personalities.
Yeah.
She picks on people that she thinks she can pick on.
Yeah.
Keepers, Linda, that's sad.
Yeah.
That would be so sad.
Think about it. They're too, like, for Angie.
Imagine Angie's her going off on Marcel.
They need to wear, like, fairy wings.
Imagine her going off on Marcel. I would vote her off the show. I would start a petition
Guys,
to get her off.
Guys, we want to shout out Karen. She says, you are so cute. Do you guys have a regular time slot? I just happened upon this. Yes!
Yes! 9 o'clock every Wednesday right here. 90 Day Party.
Pacific time.
Yes. Pacific time. 90
Day Party.
Yes. All right, moving on to the special segment. What do you think? What
but
you
that's
guys
none
think?
Of my business. Oof.
Okay, first question, guys. Would you marry someone that was married more than once? Because, you know, we did see Sasha. He's married twice, and this is going to be his third time. So would you marry someone that was married more than once?
Linda, go first.
Oh, why do I have to go first? Okay, so I'll say this. I think that if you've been married once, it didn't work out. Maybe you were, like, super young and, you know, it didn't work out. You guys grew apart. Great. That I get that. If you were married 2 times, I'd be like, a little bit questionable. But after that, nah, dude. I can't be wife 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, you just don't meet people, marry them, and bang, 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 keep it rolling, like, every 5 seconds.
Right.
Not for me. Like, my mom would look at me side-eyes. I'd look at me side-eyes thinking, like, ooh, when... TikTok, when am I going to be replaced?
Leave?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm going to agree. I'm going to think past one is a no-go for me. So I can be the second wife. Lord, please. I don't want that. But yeah, I agree with Linda. After that, I'm going to think, when is he going to leave me? What is he going to choose to be the reason why he takes off?
That's true.
And I definitely wouldn't be having kids in that time period if I was number 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. No kids. Sorry.
You? I mean, I was going to say no, not even after, like, once, but yeah, no, twice. I guess, like, if you get married really young, then it's, like, a thing, you know, it happens.
But the people. Second time around?
Heck no, no. It's a pattern.
Chat is popping off.
Oh, no, we're offending some people.
They're saying, one says, Diana says, I'm on my third marriage, and it's the charm.
Ooh.
I'm my hubby's second wife. Karen says, are we supposed to be answering these questions? Yeah, Karen,
yes,
jump in.
Yes.
Kimberly says, no, no, no. She also says, red flags. Royal Chevelle says, depends. What happened to the otherwise? Hope you didn't kill them.
Yeah, I think it depends. Like, who is more at fault in this, you know,
Paula
marriage?
Paula says, married
ending.
Once and lived in sin twice.
Ooh. So y'all have some stories. Y'all need to y'all let us know the real. What's the tea? Okay, mm-hmm. What really happened in y'all's last relationship?
Right.
Something. All right. Next question.
Okay. Would you accept lingerie instead of a ring if your man can't afford it?
No. Like no. No.
I'm expecting a like a engagement ring, and he brings lingerie home. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Like, that's his
like,
prize.
Would you accept it?
He's buying himself a gift.
Would you accept it?
Like, no.
Okay,
no?
So... First off, I'll just say this. I will never be with a dude who can't afford my ring, but then decides that the consolation prize is lingerie. First of all, I love lingerie, but you should be giving me lingerie on the regular just because.
Period.
That's it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be in place of an engagement ring. And if you can't afford an engagement ring, then you probably shouldn't have proposed to me quite yet.
Let him know, Linda.
Because either you're saving up or, you know, there's not, what is it called? Like, you can go to a store and get credit and buy it on credit and pay it off, and I'll never know. But you're not bringing lingerie home instead of a ring.
Right.
No, thank you.
If you're not there yet, you're not there. Take your time, slow your roll, you know?
That's it.
Goodness.
What do they think? What do they think in live chat?
Hell no. I just keep saying, hell no.
Beloved one.
D says, ship me back home. Diana, I feel bad, but that's just my personal opinion. She said, I accepted a $20 engagement ring from my hubby and a nice dinner at Outback.
Okay.
Hey, see, love it comes at no price.
It just depends on your preference.
That was still an engagement ring and not lingerie. Though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is.
Give me a Forever 21 ring, we're good.
I mean, to each his own. You know?
I'm joking.
I mean, to each their own. That's it. Like,
don't.
That's it.
Yep. No one do that.
You said no, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
Last question.
Last one. Could you be with someone that is 20 years older than you?
No, for me. But, I mean, I've seen people actually in love on TV, I think. Yeah. So, it's a no for me.
Linda?
I'm just thinking 20 years is a...
Let's see.
Okay, so I can't be a hypocrite because I always say age is only a number. But, like, I've never dated anyone outside of, like, a five-year age bracket. So, I can't really... I think I'd be open to it, you know?
I say age is just a number when it's other people's relationships. But when it's mine, I'm, like, with you. I mean, for me, I haven't passed, like, 2 years.
Wow. I think it's fair to say like, you think that it can be fine for other people, but you personally couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think I could do it.
I'm here for everyone else, though. You could?
I think so.
I just, for some reason, would think, like, how old was I when you were, you know, that type of thing? Like, I was in diapers when you were in, or you were in diapers when it's too much. I start thinking about it the wrong way. Yeah. So, but, I mean, some people you see are actually in love, so do your thing.
And some of those older men are fine. Like, Idris Elba's fine. You know what I mean? Like, there's some...
Oh. See? Morris Chestnut.
Fine.
Stop. Okay.
Okay, not Brad Pitt. Look like that.
Fine.
See, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, depends on who you are.
That's okay, it. Yeah. It depends. That's what I'm saying. Depends.
I agree. Those are good questions. Thanks, Stace. Moving on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, God, what you got, you guys, Linda? There is so much news and so much gossip. And I know I say this every week, but I'm shocked because this is the first week, guys, and we're just getting to know these people. I'm going to start with Anna and Marcel. Okay, so first and foremost, it turns out Anna has a pair of charges on her record. Even though she lives in Nebraska with her three boys, the offenses took place in California back in 2002. Now, what I want you to take from that is two offenses, 2002, in California. Remember California, y'all. Okay. The first offense took place May 16th, and she was charged with being under the influence of a controlled substance, along with domestic battery. So, with a history of domestic battery, what do you think that says about her relationship with Marcel, which I'll get to? And her second one took place June 5th that same year. And she was charged the second time with battery.
Back to back?
Back to back. So, guys, this first photo I want to show you is a very interesting photo that is from Marcel's Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he's a former chief executive office at beekeeping, which we know, right? But where he says he studied at Cal State University Northridge. Now, if you guys know Cal State Northridge...
That's down the street.
That's California. That's down the street. And he says he lives in Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So what did I ask you guys to remember?
California.
California.
We've been frauded again.
I'm not saying anything. So all I'm saying is... you put the pieces together. I don't know. But speaking of putting the pieces together, guess what, guys? And if you don't want any spoilers for this season, I suggest you plug your ears. Turns out, excuse me, Marcel and Anna are married. They got married last month, September 8th in Nebraska. And usually TLC likes to keep these type of spoilers under wraps, but unfortunately or fortunately for us, it was found online, their marriage certificate and a picture of their marriage day, their wedding day. Mm. So, guys, they do make it. They are married. He is living in Nebraska with her, and they both are beekeepers.
But Anna being aggressive?
See, and then, that's what they were talking about during the episode. Her friend was saying, like, or they were saying that she was in, like, past abusive relationships. So,
this is a lot.
To get charged with it, we're involved.
But like, there's more. So, we'll see if she's learned from her previous mistakes. And guys, if you remember this first episode in the airport, turns out they recreated the airport
scene
because they had already gotten married. And they already gotten married, and if you can see in this clip, he is wearing his wedding ring. And if we can play the video, she also is wearing her wedding ring. So it's something that it goes really, really quickly. So if you guys don't pay attention, you won't see it. But she flashes it, and it's right there on her finger. So they're both married. So this, excuse me, was recreated after they had already gotten married.
And I thought this was real. Like, I was like, in my feelings, I'm like this.
I was running with them. No.
I was all,
I am from okay.
Oh my God, I'm really disappointed.
Guys, don't be disappointed. Reality is reality, right? So,
facts.
Moving on. Anna is a business owner. She owns the Beauty and the Bees Honey. And guys, she does lip balm. She does like honey infused with like ginger and a whole bunch of stuff. I went to her website and I actually thought, you know, she's pretty reasonable. Her prices for like this lip balm, $3. Who won't buy like real, you know, honey balm for yourself?
Yeah.
Right? I would. So I thought that that was interesting. And I didn't realize how lucrative being a beekeeper was. Like when I first saw her, I was like, oh, she's a beekeeper? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, so we're just going to keep some bees. But it's the excess stuff that happens.
Yeah.
It's a career. Yeah.
It's a complete career in business. Excuse me. And she says that she sells out all the time. She made 150 of those lip balms and sold out like within hours, which I think was fantastic. So, yeah, she is a businesswoman who's doing the most. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of a backstory with her because I think that that's probably going to come out later too. So her family has a really tragic story. Excuse me, guys, because I'm getting over a cold. Her dad was the first U.S. serviceman to die in the Persian Gulf War. Mm. And he was just 30 years old. She was only 9 years old at the time. So she took his death really, really hard. And the whole family, his death took a toll on the family's relationship. Mm. And they say, quote, "We want this mainly for our grandchildren." So they want to really find out what happened because they didn't know what happened. But there's a whole story about her father in the 1990 Los Angeles Times that, you know, if you want to dig, you'll find it. So that's a big story. So she has some tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a lot of the couples have tragedies in their backstories. So that will probably come up sometime in the season. Guys, if you haven't heard, and you probably heard Stacey allude to it, Angela and Michael are back this season for 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
And we were told behind the scenes, the reason why TLC producers brought them back is they felt this current crop of couples were not interesting enough. So they wanted to spice up the season. So they said, quote unquote, they're going to be using them sparingly and we can expect to see them in maybe 3 or 4 episodes. Unless they flip the script. And they would flip the script if the episodes with Angela and Michael Eyre have huge ratings. Then you'll see more of them this season.
Interesting.
Now, what's interesting about these two as well?
They will probably.
Yeah.
What? Have huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because yeah, they're Angela and
Michael. Yeah. Yeah. So I can see that. We'll see a lot
trauma.
Of them.
Trauma.
What's interesting about them as well is that Michael took to his Instagram recently. Apparently, one of his fans said, Michael's coming to America by any means necessary. And he felt like that person was targeting his relationship. So he said, you know, how would you feel if someone said that to you about your relationship, and went on to defend his relationship with Michael, or excuse me, with Angela, and saying that he really, really does love her. Mm-hmm. He loves America, but he also does love Angela. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess he does.
Really, I really
there
don't
has
know.
To be something
for him to put up with what he does. Yeah.
Aww. Guys, Michael and Juliana, another couple. And again, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, cover your ears. Their wedding picture leaked online ahead of season 7 premiere. Wow. So it looks like they already made it down the aisle. And if you'll see up here, you'll see that he's kind of giving his groom speech while she's beside him. We move to the next picture. You'll also see him with his best man. And their wedding day. And if we move to the next one as well.
That's a pretty dress.
Yeah, she was really, really pretty dress. If we move to the next one as well. Okay, so this is Juliana's Instagram story. And is that a wedding ring or wedding band? Well, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And Friday by TLC wrote, is Juliana wearing a wedding band in this story she posted the other night? Oh, Juliana, I bet TLC wasn't happy with that. You're supposed to hide all these things. But we already knew because the pictures are already leaked, and this is just confirming what we already knew.
Damn.
And then we go to the next photo.
Who is it?
Okay. Excuse me. If we go to the next photo, it's the family photo. So you're going to see Juliana and Michael and the kids, Cece and Max and the wife. And the wife's friend. We don't know who that mysterious person is. But we do know that guess who performed their ceremony?
Who?
His ex-wife.
You're kidding.
His ex-wife was the officiant of the marriage. So perhaps they're going to be one big happy family. Perhaps she's accepted Juliana for who she is. But yeah, she's the one that married them, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then if we move on to that next photo, if I can pull it up myself. The grammar on this is not really great, but you'll get the gist of it. So best friend Clay went to New York. He told me his friend Mike went to high school in New York, reached out to them so they connect. Mike and his now wife Juliana, 20-year age difference on 90 Day Fiancé, starts this Sunday. Clay will be on some of the episodes, so that's the guy you see in the photo who is the best man.
Oh.
They wanted to make Clay like the villain, but he wasn't really trying to feel that, so he didn't want to do that. So we'll see a little bit about this guy in future episodes if he doesn't get edited out.
Nice.
So they don't even know. Like, it just might get edited. The cast doesn't even know. Like, the stuff just gets edited as every week's going. Yeah.
And they see it as we see it.
Yeah.
And they're, like, excited. Like, I'm going to be on. And then it's like, no.
Guys, I looked at Juliana's social media and her Insta stories. And she is a big-time model. So what they're saying about her modeling is true. If we could pull up that Juliana Insta story video where she has over 40,000 fans. Wow. And she is promoting a new company. And I just wanted you guys to see that she's, like, legit repping companies all across the world.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. So this one's for Pop Mix.
She's great.
Yeah, she's pretty. Like, really pretty, professional.
Yep.
Doing her thing.
I think she has high-end runway stuff, too. I was looking at her Instagram.
Yeah, so the thing I'm thinking is, like, now you're watching this, picture stepmom of two.
No. She's going to be in New York sometime, so living her best life.
Living her best life.
Do you guys think it's going to work? Now? After what? Seeing them married? Do you think it's going to last?
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know.
I don't know, guys. I told you.
Opportunity.
I told you I'm not for it.
Where are they from? Connecticut or
something? Connecticut. Yeah, and she's from Brazil. So, yeah.
New guys.
York. Right.
Next up, we have Blake. Oh, Blake.
Oh, I love them.
Blake. Why?
What happened?
What did she do?
So, Blake took to his Insta stories and was really, really upset about not appearing in the season premiere of 90 Day Fiancé. And he wrote, "For all my friends and family that tuned into the show and thought they were going to see us, they don't tell us what episodes we're going to be on. But after yesterday's planned parties and premiere parties that all my friends, family, and fans had to sit through, that big letdown. I had to call them and answer and get an answer because I'm not going to sit through another letdown and missing out on studio sessions that could have happened but didn't because of this ... So, we're not going to be on until the fourth episode. Most anticipated couple not appearing until a month into the show? ... So plan accordingly. I'm sorry for the letdown and wasted planning, but now we know. I'll remind you when to tune in a couple days before we come on, okay? So moving forward. Until then, I'm posting, promoting nothing but new music because the music fans have been here waiting and they deserve it over this TV nonsense. Never forget, it's SR over everything. SR is his record label.
Damn.
So, not only did he offend pretty much everyone and TLC and past cast members, he's offending the fans. Like, what are you even talking about? So, he goes on to have a little bit of an online war.
Who says that they're the most anticipated? Well, yeah.
I mean,
I was excited to see him.
He goes on to say, it's not like we're not going to be on the show, LOL. Just annoyed that there were friends and family that planned multiple premiere parties and they call and ask when I'm going to be on it. Don't get it twisted. Makes me look bad when I say something is going to be there and then it's not. Low key, hate that. And then, Rebecca responds saying, hey, you know what? You're disrespecting your fellow cast members. You're disrespecting the people that came before you. And, you know, you're disrespecting TLC. Like, cut it out. We've all been through the same thing. And that's why we're really, really, normally really close. But what you're saying and what you're doing is not okay. And then he gets on into a little bit of a battle, not only with everyone, but with our own Christy from 90 Day News Daily, and he was basically saying, whoever got famous from this show, I'll wait, he says, and she goes on to say, you know, excuse me, what are you talking about? And then he says, well, I'm not naming anyone by name, but thanks for the shout out. So do you see, he hasn't even aired, and he's already starting beef. He's already talking trash about the network, about his fellow previous cast members. And it's not a good look, you guys. It just really is not a good look.
Well, my thing is, how do you think the real star... So guys that graduate college that played football, and they have to go through the draft, and they have these big draft parties, and no one knows who's going to get drafted when. You know? Yeah. And if you have this big party and you don't get drafted till, what, the fourth round, what happens? Everyone that was there for no reason, right? People go through this all the time and they're making millions and you guys are making, what? Stop being dramatic. You'll get your time. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like you're getting paid a whole bunch of money anyway. Like, relax, dude. And enjoy the being promoted. Like, even getting the opportunity because it turns into more.
Yeah. And I said this on the weekly show. I think that it can't just be about you, and you can't say that you were the most anticipated couple. I mean, Were you? Like, were you reading that?
Not for me.
Who told you that? And even if you were, it's a 90-day family. Let's get to know all the couples. Even if there was a premiere party and you weren't on it, so what? This is your show. You're going to be on it eventually. Mm-hmm. So appreciate that and appreciate your fellow cast members. He goes on to say, if I wanted to insult someone or something, I would at them and mention them multiple times. Thanks for mentioning me, though. And then he goes, the post from the day wasn't to disrespect anyone, so now he's trying to backpedal a little bit, but media like this blog will have me out to be the villain, and I'm okay with that. Like I said, it's not like I'm not going to be on the show, and for that, I'm grateful.
I think it's interesting, though, how they're not told, like, when they're going to be on. I mean, it is kind of big, you guys. You're going on, like, they're getting the opportunity to go on one of the biggest shows on TV right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would want to know when I'm going to be on.
Okay, but the thing
I mean, I would want to know too. So, I mean, it's interesting how you don't even know, like, okay, you guys are going to be on this episode. Prepare yourself. You know what I mean? Because it's going to get crazy.
But you don't like, know that, though, Stacey. You only know that from what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because we have not ever heard that from any other couple in all the seasons that we're doing. We're just hearing it from him. We haven't heard it from anyone else. Have you guys?
No.
Usually they put most of the cast. Do they put most of the cast on the first episode?
No, they break it up in two.
Sometimes they break it up. Yeah, like we still have couples that we haven't
met yet. Okay. But we've never.
Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We've never heard this complaint before. So maybe, and this is just a big maybe. Maybe he didn't know his date, and maybe he thought he was going to be in the first batch. Mm. But guess what? He's going to be in the second batch. Or guess what? Maybe you won't be in any batch. But according to him, he's going to be in the fourth episode.
It was just blown out of proportion.
It's kind of interesting, like, too, because they can cut things fast.
Like, absolutely. They can cut you. And I don't think you should ever. I can't think of the proper saying, but the gift never kick the gift horse in the mouth. Mm. This is a gift for you. Whether you're a musician or whatever, you have a huge international platform. So for you to say that people are not famous because of it or don't get to promote their own personal brand, that's wrong on you. TLC gave you a big platform. You haven't even aired yet. Don't knock it before it's out there. That's all I'm saying. Advantage,
yeah. Also, like, it's LA. Dang. Like, I know it may not be, like, the best thing in the world, but there's so many people I know that had a scene in a TV show or a part in a film and it was cut and they don't get told.
Yeah, that happens.
They do a view. I went to a viewing party for a friend who had a scene in a TV show and her scene never happened. So it happens a lot, and at least you're going to be on the show.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Next up, we have Tanya and Sinjin, and I wanted to play her video. So we know that she is a bartender and social activist, and I think it's interesting that she is all about just, like, kind of bettering her life, bettering America, you know, bettering it all.
Yeah, so, she plays no games.
Interesting, the cast they got. You know, social activists, beekeepers, like,
yeah, cast everything. Yeah.
So
keeping us interested, TLC.
Definitely keeping us interested. And while we're waiting on that video, there is a part that, if you guys remember, when they were talking about her bedroom, her side bedroom tricks that she had at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and it got beeped out because they didn't want her to say pink pussycat.
So far, maybe.
But that's the brand. It's like some type of sensual enhancement thing, and she posted it in her stories. And I just thought that was funny that they thought that was so ooh that mm-hmm. they had to beep it out.
Yeah.
We have like our new Laura, but a younger version, right? Yeah. It's all about the toys and the enhancements. So I think that was funny.
Okay, we have it already. Sorry, guys.
She doesn't think
that's not the video. So we can move on from it. The next photo with the... Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
I love this video.
So this is C-SPAN.
This is from the gallery.
There she is, screaming, getting kicked out.
The Commonwealth
oh, she's serious.
Yeah, she's serious.
Elizabeth Warren of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts received two. Maria Cantwell, the state of Washington, has received one.
Susan so she Collins, is not playing.
Received one. Carly
Fiorina.
You were like yeah. all in it.
Yeah, I'm
you
like, really like,
all in it.
We just saw like a short clip yeah. of it, but she was really yelling for
yeah,
a minute.
She was yelling for a minute and got kicked all the way out. So yeah, that's the pink pussycat that we were talking about. So go ahead, Tanya, make it work out. Make it happen.
Do your thing, girl.
Now, this next photo that we're going to show you, this is right after Sunday night. She watched the season premiere. And she says, good night to all the judgmental and ignorant people that have nothing to do instead of judge others. And I think it's interesting because, you know, this infamous Instagram Johnny Yates guy says, if you think it's bad now, just wait.
Right.
And a welcome to the show.
It's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
Guys, it's the beginning.
We don't even know anything about you yet, really?
Yeah.
We will find out everything.
Oh my goodness.
It'll come out some way.
Moving on to Emily and Sasha. So, obviously, they had their kid. Kid's super, super cute.
So cute.
In his little Russian hat. There you see him. How do you ask for tea in Russian? And she types it out, which I think is funny. And when we see her video up next, she talks about how she has that one regret. And her one regret was not being able to. And I'll let her tell you.
Those cheeks, though, the red cheeks, maybe.
Regret is not ordering that tea in Russian. Можно фруктовый чай, пожалуйста. Маленький.
So
look at those cheeks.
He's so cute.
Too cute. Oh, and he's still around. Yeah.
he's
there.
So looks like he's still around. Looks like she's brushed up a bit on her Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted in her stories. Q&A. So the person says, no question, just want to let you know that your baby boy is so cute. And she writes, thank you. And he looks adorable. Don't know a name, guys, yet. I will try to find out for you shortly what his name is, but he is definitely adorable.
So, so cute.
It's a way to disarm the trolls online. Just throw out a baby picture.
That's right. Yeah, right.
It's like everyone's like, oh, okay, never mind.
And then she has the ask me a question, I'll answer what I can. And how long were you living in Russia before you met Sasha? How long do you think she was there?
2 years.
Because remember, she said she was lonely, didn't have any friends.
She was living there, but yeah, and that was her 30. So I'm thinking like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
It seemed like a year. Like she was there for a while.
Yeah, she met him after 4 months.
Oh.
She said around 4 months.
So that was quick.
Real quick.
Okay, do you think?
Needs were met.
I mean, you're lonely after, you know, a few months. I get it. You get yours at the personal trainer.
And that concludes News and Gossip, right?
I have one more, if we can pull up this. Yep. Pull up the picture, because guys, I know that all of you guys want to know where you can find the new cast members. We do have a photo of them with all their social media information.
Damn.
If we can bring
we'll
it up,
post that somewhere online. We got it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we can post that online later on. And Linda can maybe even put the link in the comments.
Put the link in the comments.
That works. And that concludes News and Gossip. Any quick predictions, really quick? Just one couple that you don't think will last.
I don't even know anymore. Now.
No,
because I think they're all going to get married. And
I'm going to say Michael and Juliana. That's my guess. I don't know. But we still have a lot left of the season. We're just getting started. First episode. I'm ready to go. Where can everyone find you guys?
Hey, guys, you can find me all over social media at Stacy_Oliva Olivas and at 90 Fiance Now. Hit me up.
Guys, Linda's so girly all across social media. Hit me up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay. And follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We'll see you here next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.